Garth Ekman, David Alliance in our submission series, part three. Hope you enjoy. Here we go. Submission, women, how to do it.
Probably year seven or eight, we're going through this journey. I'm trying to be this person that my wife will respect, that my wife will submit to, and I'm having this problem because we have good days and then total rejection and attacks, and then good days and total rejection and attacks. And I shared this a couple weeks ago in a sermon. My father was the first man my wife ever met that was like a father. The first 4 or 5 months when she would come to our house, we were dating. You know, my family, you're going to get hugged. You just are. We hug everybody. I kiss my dad on the lips when I see him. I kiss him goodbye on the lips. We're a very affectionate family. My wife would turn into stone when my dad would come up and put his arm around her. How are you, Kimmy? You know, and she didn't know what to do. And so she said over years, she began to realize, this is what a dad is. So as we were going through this journey, one night I was praying and I was looking for some hope. And God said, I placed you in your wife's life to teach her the love of Christ. And I was like, whoa. I'm not that good of a husband. I said, I mess up. Christ didn't ever mess up. He goes, I know, but I'm going to walk with you. I'm going to use you in her life to teach her the love of Christ. Because you can't trust God the Father unless you repair the relationship with your earthly father. And he said, I'm going to repair her through her relationship with you to teach her God's love. A short story. We pulled into a grocery store once when we were living in Chicago. I'll never forget. We're just talking. And I said, well, you know, God's our father. And he wants, and she just interrupted me cold. We'd only been married like 3 years. She goes, I'm sick and tired of hearing that God's my father. I don't want a father. I want a God. Quit calling him father. And I go, well, babe, he's like a picture of our dad. He's not my dad. And I was like, you know, spoiler alert, there's something there. You know? So with this understanding of I want to represent Christ to her, and that he wants to use me to bring healing. Because were there times I wanted to bolt? Yeah, there were times. Were there times I thought she was going to divorce me? Yeah, there were times. There were times I thought she was going to kill me. And I kept thinking, but if that happens, I'm going to be guy number five that she'll then be hurt by and never truly trust or understand the love of the Father. So, for submission to work, true biblical submission, you have to first both be open to following Christ. If you're not a Christ follower, it's almost impossible. And I know there are some people out there who are married to a non-believer. Whatever the story is, it's hard. It's still possible. But to truly practice submission, it's got to be you're both willing to follow Christ. The thing that I find ironic is when you look in Scripture, it calls the wife the helpmate, which actually is a term in the Hebrew which means stronger one. I mean, the wife is stronger. I mean, it literally means Adam, you can't do this. You can't pull this off. I got to get you a stronger one. We have this connotation in the world today that submission means that they're weaker. They're dumber. No. God says just the opposite. No, they're stronger than us. They're more emotional, 1 Peter 3:7, but they're also stronger than they're our helpmate. And so when we look at what true biblical submission is, it's always regarding marriage. Submission to a man is not to your boss or to your neighbor or to, you know, it's not even to your father, it's just to your husband when we talk about biblical submission. And I'll say this, Satan's design is for men to be weak, cowards, emotionally and mentally castrated, or to be bullies. Satan does not want biblical submission. He either wants you to be a bully, or he wants you to be a pansy, or you're just selfish and you do your own thing and just, I'm not gonna mix it up with her. I don't have time for this. And he wants women to disrespect men and to take matters into their own hand, lead by force, manipulate, blame, guilt, or He wants them to be needy and feel like, he's going to meet all my needs, he's going to meet all my needs. Because then she'll be disappointed, because that was the first curse in the garden. Eve, your desire will be for your man and it will never be met. The word there is zayah. And so men can manipulate women. And because of that, many times women in today's society have a knee-jerk reaction. I'm not going to let a man manipulate me. I'll start my own body count. I'll use you. I'll board myself up emotionally. And a lot of women who have this visceral reaction to submission, that's probably partly why. They've been abused. They've fallen into the world's definition of submission. So submission works like this. Beautiful picture. We have the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Trinity. They're all God, one God. How is that possible? Three personalities, one God. Same as me. I'm a father, I'm a husband, I'm a son. Three different personalities. I don't go to my wife and want to be treated like a son. I don't go to my wife and want to be treated like a father. I go to my wife, I want to be treated like a husband and a wife. I go to my boys, we're going to treat like son and dad. I go to my parents, I'm treated like, you know, I'm the son, they're the parents. So I'm one person with three personalities. We see that in the Godhead, in the Trinity. And yet, Christ, when he came down in that personality and embodied himself as a man, submitted to God. They're equal. But he submitted to God. Why? Again, to show the picture of God's design at work in relationships. You can be equal in a marriage. In fact, you are equal in a marriage. But there has to be submission for it to be within God's design. And you might say, why does the woman have to submit in order for it to be God's design? Here's this flat-out biblical answer. Why women have to submit to men. And we'll talk about what submission actually is. So before anyone flips out on Facebook. Women have to submit to men because that's what God said. Ultimately, we see, okay, the wife has to submit to the husband, but they're equal. She brings just as much value to the relationship as the man. But when there's the decision that has to be made that maybe we agree or disagree on, the man's going to have to be the one to make the decision because he's going to be the one who's held accountable before God. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 7. He's going to be the one who's held accountable to God. Is your wife more like Jesus because of you? So in a sense, for the woman to be submissive puts all the weight on the man. He's the one who's going to be held accountable. He's going to be the one held responsible. Now, I know there are women out there who probably say, I don't mind. I'll be responsible. But again, the attitude needs to be checked because the whole idea of a woman making her husband feel desirable and submitting to him and respecting him, those are all the tenets of worship that we have to give to the Father. And it's a template that women can see that they give to their husband. It's self-sacrificial. It's not comfortable. You say, well, what about the man? The man has to do the same thing. We'll get into those verses in a second.